This is down to Brass Stacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I have to thank you for the improvement on the station, and I hope you don't take what I'm saying as a criticism. But when you call more than one station, and then you get in some things, you only get one person before you or two the most. I call in about, I think, two callers before Straker's Tenetry. I got in about two calls. In other words, then, I listened to about two callers, including Straker's Tenetry, on my phone. So you know how long I had this phone to my ears. Now, if I knew what, that it was running like this morning, I wouldn't got the phone to my ear. But, you know, you're going phone thing here, going on next. And then 1, 6, 7, 8. And people keep coming in. And you don't know if you're next. I think you got to do something with that. I'm not telling you that you got to. I ain't coming on here like a gentleman that, to me, you want to put off the radio. People should not come on the radio embarrassing a man in a managing position. The conversations that, and I've seen it playing, that Zezzy just come on here and say to you, he should meet you in a wine shop or somewhere and talk
I'm not putting up with that anymore, though. That is unacceptable.
No, I was so annoyed just now. And you all stay there and let him continue and continue.
Well, you know, the difficulty here is that if you'd move in too early, then there are people who think that you're premature. So sometimes you got to give people a little bit more latitude.
How can a man come on the air and give the listeners the impression that you get with a Tony Marshall? Who taught him that? You should be able to sue him. Oh, let me get to my point now. Mr. Ellis, there's a lot of talk about St. John. I don't know who started it. I don't know if it's the BRP move or if it's a little, the Democrats moved too slow in nominating somebody in St. John. I don't know where the weird thing comes from, but that's why we'd like to find out. Let's deal with Mr. Wickham. Mr. Wickham had a poll in St. John. Over 40% of those interviewed either said nothing, don't know what they're going to do, and they say, over 40% of those polled. Then on top of that, the party that usually is in that seat ain't named a candidate yet. How you can come up with a decision of any kind, Miss Ellis? Do you get me? Miss Ellis?
They haven't named a candidate yet?
The Democrat ain't named a candidate? I hearing out there George Pilgrim. Who is about to name George Pilgrim? Listen, George Pilgrim, as far as I understand, that I have a lot of liking for, just go about all the consistencies of every candidate and all 30 consistencies. He was said by me not too long ago, walking about with the candidate all about what we are doing. And this candidate is one that already was elected. He got to try to be re-elected now. George Payne was all about him. And George Payne also had the right, if he wanted to run in the air, we knew he was getting easy. There's no sin about that. Why George Payne can't put up in him? And if it fall lucky, he get through. And he got a seat. Once he work, he might got 2 terms. I don't see. And what I'm saying is this here. The DLP haven't named no one yet for that seat. And I'm sure that my friend George Pilgrim ain't going to get it. And I'm a Democrat.
But seriously, isn't that an indictment against the Democratic Labour Party itself? That at this late stage, it hasn't named the candidate. Can't that be used against the DLP?
Listen, all the regime change, because you know you got to be able to regime change, man. And that's
your, don't worry about whether I'm for regime change or not. Let me ask you the question. The question is simple. If at this 11th hour, you can tell me that a candidate has not been announced for the Democratic Labour Party, aren't you putting yourself in a position where the critics can legitimately say you treat the people badly?
Okay, Miss Ellis, and you could be right. Let the people of St. John make that decision. The thing is, if the DLP made an error, as people are saying, not having a candidate yet, and it worked against them, okay, it will work against them, and I'm a them. But for people to come in out and sticking their name on in St. John that the Democrat Labour Party haven't named, because Miss Thompson said she would support him. But when Arabah died, how many candidates that have went up there? for the nomination. I was the one. I went there with one that I don't used to pass through St. John three times, and he went there trying to be to get nominated too. That has happened. When the consistency is the CFC, people is willing to get it. But what I do not understand is Mr. Wickham. I keep telling Mr. Wickham that he's destroying the profession that he is in.
How so?
This poll that he just bought, the poll that people read...
What's wrong with it?
You cannot come up with no decision with a poll like that. Because the percentage of persons not saying anything.
But Mr. Wickham just was on the air, and he also posited the view that 40% of the people did not say how they were going to vote. And in those circumstances, you could not conclusively say that the Democratic Labour Party was going to lose the particular seat.
But that ain't what I'm speaking about, Mr. Ellis. What I'm saying is this. He is a professional. And if he go into a neighbourhood, and the person that has been the seat by a large margin all the time in the U.S., they ain't got nobody there yet.
Let me see if this is Peter Wickham trying to reach you.
Well, here with me now.
Is Mr. Wickham
there? Because he can want to give me his stories, and I do not agree with them.
And that is the essence of what a call-in program is about, so that you have people of diverging perspective. You can't come here and expect to just get your way.
Can I go to my next point?
Well, of course you can.
Okay. Even if you come back there, let me get to my next point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stryker Stanley was telling you he liked the balance. He always talked about that. Always balance.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me? Adrian Donovan gone overseas?
I don't know. I haven't been tracking his movements to such a degree that I should know either.
Okay. You've got anything to do with the news section of the station, right? 5:30, 6:30, 7:30.
I have had some more deeper involvement in it in recent weeks. Well, Stetson was away because he was off on sick leave. He's back today. but in that period, I was having more of an involvement than I normally would.
This is what I'm saying. When the storage was extremely bad, I think but I'm saying if you go up there, I believe you went lately, you know it's a vast improvement.
I try to avoid up in there. Tell you the truth.
But you know,
I don't know nothing. As far as I'm concerned.
So no one informed you of how things going out?
As far as I'm aware, up to last week, people were still complaining bitterly about what was happening up there. So I don't know if you tell me that over the weekend there's been some improvement, fine.
Over the weekend, Mr. Ellis. There's about 8 to 9, 10 days that, not that everything went, but you could see the improvement. You see improvement.
Okay.
Improvement. What I'm saying is, here it is, you had a man every day, almost every day, in the top of the news when the problem was bad, and I felt bad being a Belgian that this is happening, that was destroying my country. I remember one morning at 5:30 when I listened to your news at 5:30, move from here in my service today and hop over to your station. He was on the news telling me that he was out there 1 o'clock the morning. Watching these like waterworks.
You know, this is fascinating stuff.
No. I talk about the truth.
It is fascinating
stuff. And he said that St. Lawrence, and St. Lawrence Gap was blocked off. All I'm asking is this.
Good grief.
Now, if you was out there when it was that bad, you can be out there now, and I even say to the people in Barbados, well, they're working nicely and a little improved. Let me get the balance. It ain't as bad as it was. Let me hear your voice now that things are improving. That is all I'm asking Donovan to do. Give me, know that things seems to be, we can't say nothing is happening yet. Because it's a funny, funny issue. Being in construction for all my life, that issue ain't easy, nothing. So the same way that you could be out there, the men working all hours in the morning, in storage that he shouldn't be in either. And he could be giving me very bad news. Know that things improve. Let me hear your voice and give me a little good news too. That is what Stryker Stanage be always telling brass tacks. Not you only, brass tacks. If Mr. Donovan was paying 50% the energy and the time in that sewage issue, not being a professional in that area. And he would spend that time in the profession that he's supposed to be grading. Barbados would be on his way to Russia instead of Iceland. You've got to be fair. He should be still on the air 5:30, 6:30, all the time, giving us updates as he is working in the interest of the residents of that area. Be there when things improving and when things bad. And Mr. Ellis, you have a good day. I will hold on too long.
I'm sorry about that, but let me say to you that when I listen to some of you on these things, the fundamental issue remains with us as it relates to the South Coast Sewage Project. It has not been fixed. It is a major problem facing Barbados. You can decide that you're going to pick up your little side issue and make heavy weather of that. You can do as you like, but let us not lose sight of what the real issue is here. This is down to brass tacks. You're on the air. You know, I'm trying to look back here at some old election results from St. John. And
hello?
Yes, you're on the
hello,
air.
Hello, David?
Yes, good afternoon.
David, I think you might recognize the voice.
I think I do, yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm from ICAB, you know, you're from years ago.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah, you know who I am, the short little guy. I got two things that I want to speak to you about. Both of them have to do with St. John. One is the road and what's going on for the last 16 years. And number two is more like a private matter that it's a tenantry, but I would like to discuss with you off the air.
Okay.
Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that maybe much later.
Yeah, okay. Okay, first issue, when we talk about St. John, David, at the end of the day, 90% of the tourists in Barbados come across the East Coast. Guess where they drive past? They drive past my plantation, which is Foster Hall. And guess where? They also drive past Atlantis. They drive past Bathsheba. They drive past East Coast Road. And the whole business related to Foster is with their big buses, which is destroying the roads, which, by the way, they do not pay extra money for. Guess what, David? We are paying for it because the roads are broken down, because they are not built up correctly. The whole infrastructure on the East Coast, as far as the roads go, where you go all the way from Andromeda Gardens, go across over to the East Coast, past the area where you have to deal with the issues at Foster Hall, and go down and take the views, and then after that you then go down to.
But isn't Foster Hall an area that has been moving quite a lot? And it is one of the areas that some years ago, 2 years ago or so, I went in that particular district.
David, you're absolutely right. Foster Hall has been an area that some of the land has been moving close to the ocean. But there are two parts to Foster Hall. The upper part has to do with the area that is good for a housing development. The lower part has to do with where the water authority has the access to make sure they have access from Glen Burnie across over to Atlantis. So we're talking about two completely different areas. And that's what Foster Hall is, two different areas. But the third area, of course, is that each of them are involved as far as the national park goes, as you know it.
So what basically are you calling for?
I'm calling about two different things. One, the roads that are in that whole area really have a total requirement for replacement, that you go below putting asphalt on the top of the holes, but you have to repair the roads, because that is where 90% of the tour buses are going across Barbados.
Okay.
And, okay, so there is a big problem as far as the tour buses and Barbados tourism, and that is in that area.
Okay.
Second item I'm calling about is the aspect, David, that for 16 years, I am trying to get a registration of the tenantry. There are six people that are waiting to get.
So why would it take so long?
Well, please ask National Housing. In fact, I've got five letters from my lawyer. I'm not going to call her name on the telephone now because that's not fair. But I can deal with you that later.
And
that's what I'm saying. There were two separate issues.
So we're gonna have to move on. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello. You're on the air. Somebody did point out here that Adrian Donovan spoke to the press last week, and I do recall that he did say that there was an improvement in some areas, but that others were the problem basically shifted to some other areas. So he spoke on both sides of the issue. Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon, Ms. Ellis.
Hi. Good afternoon.
I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, because I just was going to tell you that as well.
Yes.
But you get that sort of information coming from the sore losers and defenders of the Democrat Labour Party, that you're second last caller. So I don't expect nothing else from him.
Yes.
Now, I want to speak about the People's Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
David, you honestly believe that this is the time that you should be wearing a People's Parliament?
Well, if I didn't believe it, we weren't going to do it.
Especially when you see how the Democrat Labour Party and the members of Parliament treat the people of this country.
I need to respond to that because you are the second person coming with that kind of line. Look, we have a professional responsibility, irrespective of how the DLP behaved over the last 5 years, and you know full well that we thought that they were really poor in that regard. They didn't defend themselves adequately. They didn't explain things to the public. They ran away. Senior members of the party just were not available at critical times. And it was as if, you know, they just did not understand what their responsibility was. But having said that, going through this process, we have a responsibility to give all sides an opportunity to present their ideas and their case. Asking for anything other than that is to ask us to do the wrong thing. And you all should not be thinking about it in those terms.
Okay, well, let me tell you how I'm thinking about it, my friend. I think about it in this way. As Franchise the coming, which will be tomorrow, there's no way where this man here be listening to Brass Tacks.
Well, that's your business. And you are free to do that. Right, but you know what? There are a lot of other people who want to hear what they may have to say on some of the issues. And that's where we are going to go. You are free to go and do whatever else you want to do.
Right, I may be only a one person by going to do it.
Well, please, let's not pursue this any longer then. Let's move on. Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, pretty hot this morning. Interesting. This is another, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Yeah, you could consider this another damn on the phone, as Mr. Stanker Price was here, a damn sympathizer, you know?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, fair enough. But with the question I want to ask a simple question. Not just you, but I want this question to go to members of the opposition, those who support the opposition leader, in particular, you know, people like Statsman, and you know, the general guard of the beat. So tell me something though. Why is it that the Barbados has been rated so highly into last year, despite or in spite, however you put it, of the storage project being at its peak? The problem with the storage project, the problem we were facing with spillage and thing on the South Coast, some parts of the South Coast. Why is it that Barbados has yet achieved an outstanding recognition, outstanding award by international raters in attraction and in accommodation at this time? Well, how can you explain that, Mr. Ellis? Can you? It is something that you can explain. I mean, is it? Can you explain it, Mr. Ellis? I mean, that's what I want to know. Barbados been pillared, been nailed to the stake by those who don't like the government, and not made it look real bad. I mean, to me, it's one thing to not. To
what are the things that people have been criticizing the government on? These people that have been attacking them. What are they saying?
No, not attacking, just attacking the Dems. I'm talking about attacking the country.
What are they saying? When they attack the country, what are they talking about?
I'm looking at the storage project issue, the storage, South Coast storage project issue right now. That is what I am particularly looking at. There are a lot of other stuff, but I am saying it's been being pushed by some people trying to push it to the international media. Not Barbados is the stinkiest place in the world. Barbados is nowhere to be. You know what I mean? I don't understand it.
I'm going to have to come back to you after we come to the news. So, you know, StarCom Network News is coming up.
Oh.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir.
I'm still here. Thanks for allowing me that privilege. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You know the difference, you know, the little aside here is the difference between you and some of your team, your other moderator team. Is that, you know, you're not afraid to take the opposition, the people who are contrary to what you think. And
but that's what makes the program interesting. But we mustn't all think the same way.
Apparently you have some individuals that think that you should not those from the other side should not voice, be given a comfortable voice to say anything that is against the current opposition, you know, and that's a pity, but that's how it is.
One of the things you have to recognize in politics is that there will be people of different views, and you cannot alter those views very easily. People come to their positions out of the environment in which they have been brought up, the experiences that they have. And on the basis of those experiences, they have formulated a position and they, generally speaking, hold to that position unless something significant happens that causes them to change.
Right. And, you know, well, you're a counterpunch guy. So you go on, you take your punches, you go on the ropes, and you soak it up and punch back. So that's all right with me. I got no problem. As long as you're willing to take
it. But you were asking the question. And since you are asking the question, I assume that you have the answer. How is it that Barbados could have come out in this survey tops, notwithstanding the concerns that have been expressed about the South Coast Sewage Project, and according to you, the extent to which some people have been working to give Barbados a bad name abroad?
Yeah,
having put the question, what is your answer to it?
You want me to answer it?
Yes, please.
Okay, because I was hoping some of these people could come and answer.
You're not going to be online for them to answer to you.
Right, but
so
I am saying that, I'm going to try to say that Barbados is a special country. You know, if it wasn't special, it would have been not only with the storage project event, but there are many things like we've had things like bird flu, Zika, swine flu possibility. You could call a few others that have threatened our tourism many times, several times throughout in the last several years. You know, at the peak of the season, at the beginning, you know, and somehow, despite these negatives, these things that could turn tourists away from you, from your country, somehow the tourists keep coming to Barbados.
Do you see the South Coast Sewage Project as a threat, as in its current state? Do you see that as a threat to our tourism?
In its current state, if it worsens... If it worsens?
Yeah, if it doesn't worsen?
If it just continues
as is for too long?
But there's an effort on. There's an effort on, Mr. Ellis, to try to bring some relief. And we're beginning to see a bit of it. It's a difficult...
Where are we seeing this relief?
You don't listen to the news, Mr. Ellis. You only listen to VOB. I don't know. I listen to some of the Barbados Water Authority information, the press conference and different things. And they said they were digging some holes down 300 feet or something like that recently. They're going to do some testing, an FT testing, and prove successful, which I am hoping they're successful. That, you know, and so that they could divert some of this some of the pressure down to the water.
Those wells aren't finished yet.
No, I think they're done. They finished one or two of them, and then they only want three or four about the boats. You know what I'm saying is that they're testing and they're presently testing. So I don't say that the guys are not doing anything. The guys are working.
I didn't say they're not doing anything. At the end of the day, what I'm saying to you is that there has been no marked change in what has been happening on the South Coast. It hasn't happened yet.
But Mr. Ellis, do you recognize that system is a very difficult system to deal with?
That is what you all come in with now. It's so difficult. Only God can fix it.
But no, man. No.
It's too difficult.
I've given what the experts say.
You have your view, right?
Right. I have no expertise.
You have your view.
Like, can I say something?
You have your view, and I have mine, and there are other people out there with theirs.
Right. Okay.
I have listened to all the arguments about how it got here, why we are in the position that we are in.
A lot.
And as a consequence of that, I am one of these people who say, look, you know, I just sit down here and wait as much as I can. I avoid the South Coast.
Mr. Ellis, a lot of it is being said.
And it is impacting on business people and stuff.
I agree. But we are not perfect. I can't understand why some people think that Barbados should be perfect.
We're not perfect. We don't expect perfection. Given the hand that you've been dealt, that there will be timely intervention. I'm going to say something else that bothers me in the country, too.
Give
you a chance. The other thing that is very disturbing in this country is the large number of government buildings that have had to be abandoned. How can Barbados continue in this vein? How can we just move from building to building to building and leave others just sitting there doing nothing, like the NIS building here.
Right.
People are now supposed to move into Country Road and some place. Those things matter.
Right. So give me a chance to think. I'm not going to allow you to divert me from what you were trying to say. I am saying that Barbados is not a perfect country. Barbados is doing very, very well as a little 2x2 country, type of 2x4. Pretty well. It has financial challenges. Not all makings of this Democratic Labour Party government. It has to do with how we run our country over the past X amount of years, and we are beginning to see some of what we have done over time is beginning to show up now within the country in terms of the excessive spending and different things. And we got to find ways to get some production into the country. And grow the country. We've got to find ways to do it in the meantime. But it's not going to happen immediately. It's a time-consuming thing. But I am saying, I'm going back to the storage project. I am saying to you that project, we have been rated number one of 140-something countries, and this is a fantastic rating. And I want to know, you asked me to answer it, but I still want to put the question, why has Barbados... Well,
if you come back with the same question, then let me go on to somebody else. Because basically, the question was put before... We have captured the question, and therefore, obviously, you want somebody to answer it for you. So let's go and see if we can get an answer. Thank you very much. Don the Brass Stats.
Hi, David.
You're on the air.
Hi, how are you keeping?
I'm well, and you?
Not bad at all. You read the article?
Which one?
The same in the Telegraph.
Yes.
And what lies are the article from your perspective?
What lies are in it?
Yeah.
The article spoke about the sewage project and said how it was, you know, a big problem that we were facing. I think that's a fact. The article then went on to say that when they check what is being said in Barbados and what is being carried in the media in Barbados, that there are also allegations of corruption. As far as I'm concerned, both of these are things that are being... It is a fact that we have a problem with the sewage project, and it is indeed a fact that people are talking about these issues, these other issues as well. I don't understand what the lie is.
Right, so I am trying to find out why are we so offended about what we have been saying for the longest while.
Because we are supposed to be able to say it here, but nobody else is to say it about us. But you know what I'm going to tell you? I had told some other people that as we get closer to this election, you're going to see stuff in the foreign press that you're not going to see in the local press. And I believe that that is only the first salvo. Because the things that you can control internally, it is far more difficult for you to control them externally.
I took offense to the Minister of Tourism mentioning the fact that we spend so much money with the Telegraph, basically implying that they should not say anything negative about Barbados. I mean, how could you? I mean, you're only the business of positive views. If it's something bad to be said, of course, people are going to say bad. It's not everything perfect. But anyhow, my other comment I wanted to say something to you about. You have a caller, right? And, you know, I'm a caller, and I don't like to be calling this program being critical of callers, right? But your caller who earlier made a comment about St. Donovan, and I said it to you already, I say he's very condescending to you on most occasions, right? And, you know, I laughed when I heard him make that comment about being fair and balanced. Because this is the question that I would like to ask him. Does what he see coming from the plane at 7 o'clock when the night comes, is it fair and balanced? That is what I want to ask today, David. Thank you.
Well, he may be only looking for that fairness and balance from us. You don't need it from them. Down to brass tacks.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Yes, good day. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Well, I'm hanging in. What I call about is the penalty caller, as he was giving you a high grade for the way that it carried on the program and yeah, like some of the other moderators, right?
That's what he says.
But generally, VOB is that type of station where y'all is ready go over backwards to hear the views of everybody, and some of y'all would make a comment. Sometimes other people don't like it, but that's the way the corn is raw sometimes.
And we have different styles.
Everybody got different styles. But you know what worries me is that these same callers that is used that type of scenario towards a person like you know fully well that you cannot call at the other station, which really is their station, and have an opposing view. And this really worries me a lot. Even the caller talking about the surge and the grade rating that we get, but he won't tell nothing about the 20 odd downgrades. He won't tell nobody separation of the people. He first feel like everything is all right. Now when we say that, we rating ourselves, comparing ourselves with somebody else. Barbados for the last 40 years have enjoyed a particular standard of life. When things are happening this type of way now, with no immediate relief in sight. I mean, you can't be so dumb as to believe that people would not have to respond to these things. I'm trying to say that people are trying to pull down the country with this sewage issue. I think that is utter nonsense. Because, as I said already, Mr. Ellis, right? Mm-hmm. Some people just forget these things by keeping it back of my head. I can remember after the 1976 election, couple of days after we had a Cubana crash. And the former prime minister, he just lost the election. And he got up and said, if we waters and we should bring the perpetrators to justice. You know, we don't know if it was Syrians, Jews, whoever they're doing, who they want to destroy me or whatever. And it worries me that people are along this road thinking, and all he really would add to that, Mr. Ellis, is this here. You know, at present, the DLP administration that was governing this country, as far as I'm concerned, is no longer employed by we the people. And as such, I do not think they should be allowed to transact any business on our behalf. Mr. Ellis, I thank you for your time.
Down to brass tacks. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
I'm fine, too.
I'm talking about my pension check. Since last week, checks was out. And upwards to now, I haven't even get any. And I have all of my bills here piled upon me. These things are not really right.
Well, I think that the government agency responsible needs to explain to people like you what the difficulties are. How is it impacting on you?
It's impacting heavy because I lose my husband. This is 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's only
and
I'm
it's just
alone.
You.
Yeah.
So as a result,
and my
things
business
are things
right
are.
Here. And this morning, postman came and I asked, sir, I went up there on Friday. Nothing. Some people get, some didn't get. Now this morning, I look, I haven't got anything. This never happened yet. I was in this thing for years when your employer used to put stamps. I don't think you'd have born yet.
Mm-hmm.
All those years I was in it until now. I were all joined Jeanette all of those years I was working.
You know, a long time.
Oh, you mean? I would never like to see that again.
So you're well into your 80s by now.
That's right.
Okay.
But I still used to work in. It's only here about a month ago I told my lawyer, well, I finished with it as a legal secretary, but she still does bring work for me to do and so on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you need that pension check.
That is what I mean, you know. And I pay all my bills one time, even if I don't have a cent after, because I want to lay down and sleep.
Hello, down to Brass Tacks.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, just let me welcome back Stetson Bab, the manager of news.
Yeah.
I called about 3 weeks ago and asked for him because he was really missing in action.
Okay.
Yeah, he was missing in action. I want to talk to you about two small points today. One is the Minister of Agriculture. And the next one is the St. John Fowler. That's what we call it. Where's the Minister of Agriculture today? As a taxpayer, I would like to know. I have not seen him anywhere around AgriFest. He has been missing from a lot of parliamentary debates. I know there are major talks going on today, even as we speak, concerning the sugar crop and the start of the sugar crop, et cetera, et cetera. And he is missing in action from the Sunday meetings. I've not been hearing him at all with the team when they go around on Sunday evenings and keep their various constituency meetings and so on. Do you know if he's well?
I don't know if he's well or unwell, but the truth of the matter is that I don't think that this is unusual. This is the way it has been for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, he's really missing. I mean, I thought I would have heard his voice on this issue with the sugar crop and the farmers and a starting date for the crop, etc. I mean, this is the reason why Barbadians are paying a Minister of Agriculture. I mean, someone from the cabinet needs to speak about this. Anyway, let me
someone? The person who should be talking to you is the Prime Minister of the country on those matters.
Yeah.
Not just anybody else from within the cabinet.
Yeah.
But it's a bit late for that. I mean, we've been through, how many years have we been through this particular approach?
Almost 10.
Almost 10 years since 2008. So don't,
2010. Yeah. I remember you discussing this approach some years ago, because some Barbadians were saying, well, they don't like this laid-back approach, and some persons were calling and saying, well, it's a new thing, you know, we need to try it, give the guy a chance, and so on and so forth, but this has not worked.
When you say it hasn't worked, in what ways believe
it hasn't
worked?
This laid-back approach that the government has, even with as it spills now into the St. John, Look, you have a situation in St. John where a representative has been placed there by the faithful people of St. John for 2 terms, thereby allowing her to secure an additional pension. The representative does not want to run anymore. She was going to run, and then she said she changed her mind, and she changed her mind again. And nobody has called a meeting with the St. John people, with the branch, to publicly declare that Mara Thompson is no longer interested in St. John. But you see Miss Thompson canvassing in St. John, and by her side is Mr. Pilgrim, who she's introducing as the new parliamentary representative. I mean, well, this is not good. The Prime Minister himself should have jumped into the fray and tell Mrs. Thompson that she's stepping ahead of the branch, and she's out of place for doing that.
But that's his style, and if he feels comfortable going with that,
yeah,
then what? I mean, that's his style.
But I mean, this is the reason why all of the confusion now is kicking up in that constituency, and I have a lot of the faithful supporters. Some of them decided that they're not voting again. I mean, you got to treat people properly. This prime minister needs some education in the area of public relations. You can't do that to people. You can't, and the parliamentary representative as well is at fault. You just can't walk off into the sunset.
The Prime Minister has been able